Israeli forces have attacked Syria's Golan Heights from the air and the ground. Israeli aircraft targeted Syrian army positions while its tanks hit Syrian government targets in the region. Tel Aviv says it's retaliating for the death of an Israeli teenager who was killed in the occupied Golan Heights on Sunday. Israeli security forces said the death was apparently caused by a mortar shell fired from Syria. Press News' Mohammed Ali, our correspondent, joins me from Damascus for more on this. Mohammed, is there any evidence that the Israeli teenager was killed by Syrian fire?
Yes, Hassan, no overwhelming evidence or proof up till this moment that this Israeli teenager or person was killed because of this mortar shell. However, according to the Israeli scenario, a mortar shell was fired from the Syrian controlled side in the Golan into the occupied Syrian territories and occupied Golan, and this mortar shell killed the Israeli person, according to the Israeli media and government. We also know that, according to the Israeli government and the officials over there, in retaliation, in response, the Israeli warplanes have launched attacks against the Syrian military sites, particularly 9 sites, according to some reports, the media reports. There's nothing confirmed up to the moment regarding any more further details. We're still waiting and expecting, actually, the Syrian government, particularly the foreign ministry, to issue perhaps a statement to comment on the incident and speak of more details of what happened on ground, particularly there. However, we have to note that this is definitely not the first time that the Israeli warplanes violate Syrian airspace and undermine its sovereignty.
And of course, Mohammed,
several attacks.
And of course, Mohammed, speaking of the fact that Israel has for several times attacked Syria, how directly is Israel involved in the Syrian crisis?
Well, what we know for sure up to this moment is that the Israeli government is supporting directly the foreign-backed militants, and we have seen that, particularly in occupied Golan, as after clashes between foreign-backed militants and the Syrian army and armed forces, several of those militants were injured and were taken into the Israeli-controlled areas in occupied Golan, and they were treated and hospitalized inside Israeli hospitals. And we even saw on Israeli media how the Israeli officials, even in person, visited those militants. And this is, of course, evidence and proof of how the amount of support that those militants are getting from there. In addition, several times, the Syrian army confiscated many types of weapons after killing militants. Some of them were Israeli-made, particularly bombs. This is also another proof. And finally, we have to note, as I've just been telling you, that the Israeli warplanes violated Syrian airspace and targeted several sites in support of militants in the area that it was targeting. Particularly, the latest and significant one was of Jumrayya in Damascus countryside.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Impressive. He's Mohammed Ali reporting from Damascus. Thanks to Mohammed.